money. Get the Saka Benefit Plan now through your local Chamber of Commerce. Call 844-MED-OHIO or visit 844-MED-OHIO.com. Save through Saka. That's 844-MED-OHIO.com.
This is the Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Brought to you statewide by the American Dairy Association Mideast and Cova Insurance, and by Papa John's. Now, along with former OSU All-American Jim Lejay and the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels, here's your host, Skip Mossick.
And welcome, everybody, into another season of Buckeye football here on the Ohio State Sports Network. We have an unbelievably great show lined up for you this evening. OSU Hall of Famer, NFL All-Pro offensive lineman, Super Bowl champion Jim Lejay. Great to see you, Jimmy.
Hey, Skipper. Great to be back for another year.
Hall of Fame broadcaster and voice of the Buckeyes once again, Paul Keels.
Hello, amigos.
Great to be back with everybody. And Hall of Fame head coach, so many halls we quit counting years ago, John Cooper, former Buckeye coach. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Thanks for having me. Good to be with you guys again this year.
First of all, you look great, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you
happy
very much.
Belated 82.
That's what playing a lot of golf does for you.
You look fantastic. Where do we begin, gentlemen? Coach Cooper, you're the only one in the room that can answer this question. What kind of emotions is Ryan Day going through this week? And I guess how much will weeks 1 through 3 a year ago when he was acting head coach benefit him?
Well, I know one thing. He's very, very proud, very humble, very proud to be the head football coach at Ohio State University. And what a great break for him. I mean, how many coaches coach at Ohio State with their first head coaching job? I mean, normally you have to pay your dues, you know, coach around the country, win a bunch of games, and then be one of 6 guys or 5 guys in interviews for the job and all that. But he's proven himself wherever he's been, he's won. I've been over to practice, and I think he's going to do a great job. Very happy for him.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. What we saw games 1 through 3 a year ago, Paul, kind of made this a lot easier as far as transition, as far as what we're going to see this year.
It did, and also let's not underestimate the fact that he ran all of the summer camp last year because Coach Meyer was suspended during that point in time. So not just the 3 games, but what he did to get him ready for the 3 games.
Good point.
At Jim Lejay, you've had a chance to get over to the Woody Hayes facility a couple of times. Obvious question that many fans have is, what's the biggest difference at the facility with new full-time leadership of the team?
Well, obviously, Coach Meyer is still around. He still stops by occasionally, so he's not 100% gone. But Coach Day is taking the reins. You know, there are little things, changing the office around. Obviously, they have a new dining area, new entertainment area. So all that's been upgraded. They've kind of, touched up the wallpaper, which they do almost every time you have a new coach in. You guys have seen this happen since we've been here for Coach Cooper's day. So we've seen it happen over the years. But I think he's taking control of this team. Practice-wise, I still see it. I still see the team up north, period. That's almost at every practice, so they're still spending time on the rival. I think they know what they have to do. They're hitting the same way. Now, again, 2 days have changed. There's no longer any more 2-a-days. It's just right. A one-a-day. It's just a practice, so they get a lot of work out. There's a lot of mental work, a lot of stretching, a lot of film, a lot of different things like that, and I think they can get them on the field for maybe a walkthrough in the evening. So they're very busy, but he is obviously putting his imprint with his coaching staff, offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator.
Keels, you had a chance to sit down with Coach Day last week for a couple of minutes. I guess, how did he seem to you as we're getting closer and closer to the start of the season? And I guess, is there any signs at all that things won't continue at the success level and rate we've been used to seeing the last decade or
you
so?
You mean for those hard-hitting, riveting questions that were thrown at him? Very much at ease. He really seems to have kind of settled into all of this and, a guy that's very comfortable with who he is, what he does, but also, as Coach Cooper said, very appreciative of the opportunity that's there.
I think he's real eager, as everybody is, to play a game, isn't it? I mean, it seemed like they've been practicing forever. Go through spring practice. They all stay here during the summer, Jimmy, not unlike when you and I played. Stay here all summer. Coaches work with them during the summer. They've had 3 great weeks of practice. They are organized, I can tell you that right now, and they're all working. So I think they're looking forward to playing this coming Saturday.
Jammed show coming up. Coach Ryan Day will join us later this hour. We'll also hear from former Buckeye linebacker Joshua Perry, get his thoughts on Ohio State's defensively this season. And we'll tackle some of those defensive questions for you next as our 60-second timeout will roll on. First, we want to remind you that Saturday, Ohio State opens the season by hosting Florida Atlantic. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 10:30 a.m. Up next, our 60-second timeout as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You practice hard. You play hard. You're always reaching for your goal. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Stadium where Byers Auto is inexplicably taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes again.
I don't know who asked for this, Paul. There's not even anyone in the stand.
It's a veritable ghost town out there as Byers Auto vice quarterback George Kaufman takes a snap.
It is immediately hit by no less than three defensive linemen. I think I caught one of his teeth all the way up in the press box.
I said it before and I'll say it again. It's a good thing he's good at selling cars because he's terrible at playing football.
Buy your auto from Byers Auto. Visit ByersAuto.com.
Big Lots wants to help you live big and save lots this fall. So right now, you can enter for a chance to win four tickets to one of Ohio State's home football games. To enter, just go to biglots.com/OSU. Big Lots is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. No purchase necessary. Open to Ohio residents 18 and up. Sweepstakes starts August 19th, 2019 and ends November 11th, 2019. For official rules, go to biglots.com/OSU. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Big Lots.
Ohio State fans, cheer on your Buckeyes all season long when you shop at Giant Eagle. Score throughout the store with your favorite Buckeyes gear, thousands of weekly sales, double coupons, and the new Fuel Perks Plus, where you get more perks, more places, and more savings. Before your game day party, be sure to load up on snacks, grab some prepared food to go, and pick up a delicious Buckeye cake or treat from our bakery for dessert. Go Buckeyes to Giant Eagle, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
And welcome back, everybody. Our season premiere of Buckeye Roundtable for the 2019 season, along with Jim Lachey, Paul Keels, Coach John Cooper. I'm Skip Mossick. Papa John's wants you to buck up and help beat cancer. Use the promo code Buck up at PapaJohns.com to save $2 on any order over $20, and your locally owned Papa John's will donate a dollar to the James at Ohio State. Buck up, beat cancer. Everybody like their Papa John's tonight?
Very good.
It was hot.
Very good.
Hot.
Very good.
Right out of the oven. Was it not good?
I had a slice of the pepperoni and tried the cauliflower. That was pretty good, Skip. Oh. Good choice.
We'd like to thank Papa John's for catering tonight's show, which featured one of their new fresh spinach and tomato Alfredo, a little healthier options on a gluten-free crust, which is available now for all of their pizzas. Time now for our 60-second timeout.
Buckeye Roundtable, 60-second timeout.
Season opener Saturday, Ohio State and Florida Atlantic. Many fans anxiously waiting to see what Justin Fields brings to the table in a game situation in the Scarlet and Gray. What are some of those things? We'll go around the room here, and how difficult is it going to be for him following somebody like what we saw last year with Dwayne Haskins? Coach Cooper, we'll start with
you.
Well,
it's going to be very, very difficult. I mean, You go watch practices. I've had a chance to do. You walk on the field and you're, holy cow, look at that guy. Who's number one? That's Justin Fields, guys. He's 6'3", 230. He's got a good arm. He doesn't throw as well as Haskins. They say he's a good runner. Haven't seen him run the ball that much. But I'm as anxious as everybody else to find out how good a quarterback is he going to be.
Jim, I know you've been over there a bunch. What's he shown you?
I'm impressed. I wanted to see him throw the football. I mean, he's got a rocket for an arm. He's got a very strong arm. And we got some length at receivers that not only tall, but that are fast. They can go deep and go get it. So I think that should be part of every game plan. Testing his arm, taking him deep because, again, the things I talked about. He got it. You know, he played in 12 games last year, so he got his feet well a little bit for Georgia. Stats 27-39, 4 touchdowns. Was a freshman All-SEC team. So he did have his feet wet. Now, he wasn't a starter. We all know that. That's why he's here. But he did get his feet wet. And just think, if we had a freshman guy that played that well, you know, behind another guy, we'd probably be pretty impressed with him. So I think there are some good things there that he's done, that he's shown. But it's going to be exciting for him, too. He's going to play, you know, he's almost like a visitor coming in. It'll be his first time. So, Buckeye fans, it's welcoming.
And, Paul, I think it's important for people to realize that what we saw last year is not going to happen every single year. I mean, that was very special what we saw at Haskins last
year.
Well,
surprising to all of us sitting here that we saw it, because that wasn't something that could have been predicted. But also very different from what the anticipation that Justin Fields will be, different from what it was with JT Barrett and Braxton Miller.
Let's switch to the wideout position. Now, Coach Cooper, Ohio State continues to be very deep and very talented at the receiver position, despite losing some really high-level players. Would you say, or who would you say, would be the go-to guy at that position this year?
I like K.J. Hill. I've watched him at practice for 3 or 4 different times. We are loaded at that position. I mean, we got Hill, we got Victor, we got Mack, we got Garrett Wilson, a freshman, we got Chris Olavia. C.J. Saunders, one of the offensive captains. So we are loaded again after losing 3 of the top wide receivers in college football last year. But I like K.J. Hill. He would be my go-to guy.
It's amazing, Paul, just the talent level that's just continued in that position. When maybe, you know, 6-7 years ago, that wasn't necessarily the case. Now you look over and go, man, these guys are loaded everywhere.
And they find, too, that they've got to take advantage of their opportunity when it presents itself, because there's so many people that have played. And yeah, ideally, it puts a real strain on the defenses, too.
And like last year, Jim, a couple of captains out of that wideout position, and I think it's only going to continue. You see that team leadership come out of that room.
Yeah, most of them, you know, 2 of them, when you look at KJ and then CJ Saunders, both of them out of that H-back role. So, you know, they kind of play a little bit of everything. They're in the running back room a little bit, doing some of those type of things. Obviously, the wide receiver room taking care of the things there. But KJ Hill is obviously impressive, but the guy that makes those catches in practice that makes your jaw drop is Benjamin Victor, number 9. He's just a long guy that can go out. We saw that against Penn State last year.
What is he, 6'3" or 6'4" at least?
At least, yeah. He's just tall and can high point that football. So he's been fun to watch. Garrett Wilson has put on a show a little bit. Then I saw Jameson Williams, a true freshman, you know, out of St. Louis, Missouri, come in and do some nice things. Against, you know, again, I look at our defensive backs, Jeff Okuda, Damon Arnett, pretty high-quality defensive backs here. At least that's what the guys in the NFL are talking about for next year's draft. So I think they're doing it against high-quality guys making plays, and that's good to see in practice. I think we have some depth there. Again, give Coach Hartline a lot of credit.
The last team that played man coverage in the shoe, a lot of man coverage in the shoe, if I'm not mistaken, we hung about 70 points on them.
Move next to the offensive line. Jim Lachey, how strong do you expect the offensive line to be this year, especially right out of the gate? Lots of unknowns. What's the biggest one in your mind?
Well, you got a new center and you got a new quarterback. So those are the two guys that handle the ball every single play. So you always worry about the basics. The basics are quarterback snaps, things like that. Now we have seen, you know, no surprise that coaches had him under quarterback, under center a few more times than they have in the past. Last 7 years, it's been all 99.9% shotgun. Very few times under center, but you'll see it there. So that's always got to be the concern. Josh Meyer, I think, has accepted that role. A young kid who's really shown a lot, Harry Miller, might get some action, might get some reps. You never know at that center position. Matthew Jones was a guy that was maybe looking at that, but I think they feel like the young kid, Harry Miller, will be adequate as a backup right now. At guards, Wyatt Davis, you know, he's battled, got some time last year. Jonah Jackson, the Rutgers transfer, came in. I think they feel good about those guys. And then I talked, you know, you got 2 tackles, 3 tackles that can play. Actually, 4 tackles. Josh Alibi, Nicholas Petit-Frere, Brandon Bowen, Mumford, all 4 of those guys can play. So they have Coach Studd, probably a little bit more depth than they've had in the past, and that's going to be key again this year. You might be able to roll 2 lines.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. They pass a look test. I mean, one of these guys is look, they're well over 6 foot tall, and they're over 300 pounds. Right. One guy's 360?
Yeah, 360 at least. Yeah, DeJuan Jones.
Allegedly.
6'8", 360. Yeah. And he's a freshman.
And Coach Bronny does a great job with that. His staff does a great job getting those guys ready to, every year, you know, for what they're going to go through this 16-week mission, it seems like.
So, how many 300-pounders did you average, even later in your career, Coach?
We had Orlando Pace. That was about it.
Corey was a pretty good guy.
Corey Stringer wasn't bad, though, right? Yeah.
All right, let's switch gears defensively. No doubt last year's numbers were not what you would normally see from an Ohio State defense. Ranked 53rd nationally, despite winning the conference, six Big Ten teams had better defensive statistics than Ohio State a year ago. Talent is there, especially up front. How much of a difference will the new defensive coaches make this year? Coach Cooper, we'll start with you.
I think the biggest change is I think that quarterback that we play against is going to have to make some decisions after the ball is snapped. Before, we lined up and played man coverage. I mean, everybody, 100,000 people, hey, Ohio State's playing bump and run man coverage. How do you beat man coverage? We're lining up now, Jim, and you've seen practice. Mm. We're lining up now. I don't know if we're playing zone, we're playing man, we're playing a combination, but the quarterback is going to have to make some decisions. And we got talent on the defensive side of the ball. There's no question about it. They all pass the eyeball test.
We said this last year. I mean, the talent was there. It was just, for whatever reason, just the propensity to give up the big play. We saw it over and over again last year.
You saw broken tackles. You saw at times misfits where people, you know, were not in spaces where they should have been. And give credit to the opponents for some of the plays they made, too. But it also sounds to us lay people, Skip, like the approach has been made more simple.
Jim Lachey?
Coach, you know, with that, talking about the defense being a little bit more simple, do you think sometimes that got us in trouble last year, trying to get in that perfect defense with the talent that you expect to have on Ohio State's defense? Don't you just want to, you know, what they say, don't let them think too much. You want them to just go out there and react and be a defensive player and play.
I would agree with that. You can't do a lot of thinking and be aggressive on the defensive side of the ball. So they do have 11 guys chasing the football now in practice. They're getting after the ball carrier.
All right, guys. Great job. Week number one in the books. Giant Eagle, Cheez-It Crackers, and Coca-Cola bring you the ultimate Buckeye home gate again this season. Register today at OhioStateBuckeyes.com/homegate, and you can win a catered party for 20 at your home for a regular season away game featuring a former Buckeye player. Giant Eagle is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. More Ohio State defensive discussion coming up. We'll break down that Buckeye defense with former Ohio State linebacker, now at BTN. Joshua Perry will join us next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable coming up. Presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Now during the Ram Labor Day sales event, get an additional $500 bonus cash on Ram 1500 and see how Ram has more to offer. The all-new Ram 1500. It's got more storage with a class-exclusive available Ram box, and it's the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The new Ram 3500 has more power with an available 1,000 pound-feet of diesel torque and more towing, over 17 and a half tons. The all-new Ram 1500 and new Ram 3500. Hurry in to get a great deal at the Ram Labor Day sales event. Or, while qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $269 a month for 36 months with $3,750 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. See dealer for details. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for lease details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over $30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/3. Ram is a registered trademark of FCI US LLC.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we're big fans of the Ohio State University College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences. Together, we're developing the next generation of agriculture needed to support those who grow, harvest, and produce high-quality product, and preparing them to rise up to the challenges of an evolving and growing industry. We're proud to stand behind them as we work together to empower future generations who have a passion for agriculture and a desire to secure its future. Learn more at e-farmcredit.com.
Best way to get to a Buckeye game, COTA. The COTA Express bus service offered from COTA's Crosswoods Park and Ride and the Ohio Expo Center and State Fairgrounds for just $5.50 round trip. Buses operate 3 hours before and 2 hours after each home game. You can get dropped off at Neal and 17th. That's just one block from the Shoe. After the game, pick up the bus, same location, and get back to your car. Delaware residents can take Data Bus to Crosswoods and catch COTA to the game. Visit COTA.com/OSU football for more info. Cash and cards accepted.
Tradition is what the fans love about college football. Ohio State Athletics strives for a tradition of excellence, like we do at Elk and Elk. As a firm, we continue our tradition of successful verdicts, investing in our community, and recruiting talent to help keep our team strong. We're so proud to support Ohio that we've made it a part of our identity. 1-800-ELK-OHIO.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Did you know that 1 in 8 Americans struggle with hunger? Yet more than 40% of the food we produce is thrown out. At Kroger, we know we can do something about this. We're donating more food to local food banks through our partnership with Feeding America. And we're working with World Wildlife Fund to end food waste. But we can't do it alone. And we hope you'll join us in creating a world with zero hunger and zero waste. Visit thekrogerco.com to learn how you can help.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
And welcome back in tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Byers Auto with Jim Lachey, Paul Keels, Coach John Cooper. I'm Skip Mossick. Never miss a game with Fox Sports Go. Stream live games featuring your favorite Ohio sports teams. Download Fox Sports Go in your app store today.
Buckeye Roundtable.
Greatest play. It's under further review.
After further review.
Ohio State and Florida Atlantic coming up Saturday afternoon, 12 noon kickoff from the Horseshoe. Joined now by former Buckeye National Champion linebacker for Ohio State, Joshua Perry, now doing some analysis for BTN. Josh, thanks for joining us. Boy, we'll start you with this, your expertise. Ohio State's defensive statistics don't lie from a year ago, 53rd nationally, 7th in the Big Ten. We know the talent's there. We talked about it with you last year. How different do you think Ohio State will look on that side of the ball this season, and what will those new coaches bring to the table in your mind?
Well, I think we've all talked about it, but the simplicity of the defense is the key there. And when you look at the guys in practices, I've seen them. They're flying around. They're getting to the ball. Coach Cooper talked about it earlier on the show, but you're getting very defensive. So quarterback's going to have to recognize zone. They're going to have to recognize man. Like you said, maybe you get a little bit of a combo defense. And the thing you like about it, when they're in that base three deep that they like to play, they get a ton of vision on the quarterback. They're able to break to the ball, make hits on receivers. But in the run game, they're going to be gapped up. So their assignments are going to be very simple. They've got a lot of personnel back. I think that they're going to be really strong on the defensive line, as they've been in the past however many years we've been doing it. But linebacker room's got some depth now, look much improved. And then the back end of the defense, you got probably 6 or 7 defensive backs that can go out there and play ball right away.
Joshua, with Jonathan Cooper being a little bit nicked up, banged up, who do you expect to step in at that position? Or that will be maybe 2 or 3 guys end up playing that role until he's back 100%.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they do it there. You know, they've got a ton of depth at that D-line. But you could look at Tyreek Smith as a guy who could step in there. I know Zach Harrison's probably a little bit of a ways away before he could step out on the field, but just the depth of talent there. And I think early on, it's going to be less of a challenge for that D-line because they're going to be facing offensive lines that just don't stack up. I think the depth comes into play later on in the year, but I think we've got a number of guys. Chase Young's going to have the spotlight on him, and I think they're going to be able to roll out there and play ball.
Joshua, from your standpoint, think about a bullet position, a hybrid, whatever it was. It was called a star a few years ago, combining the roles of a linebacker and a defensive back, and how you see that being a benefit to a defense when you get somebody who can live up to that bill on the field.
Yeah, it's a lot of one back, one tight end, and 3 wide receivers, 11 personnel, as we call it. So you want to have a guy out there who's got some fluidity, who can walk out in space, play a little bit of coverage against the receiver, be able to man up on a tight end, but also stay in the box and be able to fill run gaps. And I think having a body type like Brendan White, where he's a bigger safety type of body, you saw the type of hits that he can make out there on the field. Being able to step in there, I think, is huge. And just looking at the way the Big Ten is shifting, even, you know, that team up north, for example, they've shifted to more of a spread offense. You have to have athletes out there who can cover space, who can be able to do multiple things. And so having the personnel, which I think is fantastic, they've done a great job recruiting, but having the personnel that you can slot in there, having the depth in the safety room, having the depth in the linebacker room so you can mix and match, I think is a big deal.
Josh, do you see us moving Chase Young around on the defensive side of the ball, or will we line him up there at the right defensive end all the time?
No, they're probably going to want to move him around, and you're going to see that mostly on third downs, and maybe not as early in the season because you don't have to get too complicated, but as you get into some of the game plans against some better teams, you're going to want to find ways to free up your guy, and he's going to have the attention on him. They're going to be sending double teams his way, teams are going to notice slide protection. So as you get into some of those third down packages where the blitz patterns get a little bit more exotic, I'm sure he's going to be a guy that they want to move around just so they can find a favorable matchup and let him get a one-on-one somewhere.
Can he be as good as either one of the Bosa brothers?
I think he can be every bit as good as them. When you look at him, he looks like an action figure. You know, they make a joke, he's the Build-A-Player on Madden. He's just a big, lean athlete. He moves really, really well. And so he'll have his chances to make some big plays this year.
Looking at our cornerbacks, Josh, I think Damon Arnett, Jeff Okudah, as a pair, you know, they have experience. Damon, a fifth-year senior, Jeff, a junior. And then Sean Wade, seven banks behind him, Josh Proctor, Tyreek Johnson. They have a lot of guys that can go up there. Amir Reap, they can play some cornerback, and obviously that helps with the depth. But who do you see? Who do you think are the top two, maybe three guys that you'll see at that position?
Yeah, I think you said it right there. Jeffrey Okudah is a guy who we saw in the Rose Bowl make some fantastic plays. And one that sticks out in my mind was he was in man coverage, had to chase a wide receiver across the field, and was able to make the play on it. It's a big-time deal. Teams are talking about him, talking to some of the scouts that have been out at practice. They're really high on him. I think Damon Arnett coming back for another year was a fantastic move just for his development, but it really strengthens the defense. But the guy who I think moves around a ton, I think that people should be looking out for, is Sean Wade. And he can play that safety position where they got him off the ball, they got him in the box a little bit, playing coverage from off, and he can line up one-on-one in the slot, playing corner inside. He can line up one-on-one outside as well. And when you have that type of versatility on defense, it makes it super hard for playmakers on offense to get open.
Joshua, as a former defensive player, what goes through your mind when you think about combining the experience of Larry Johnson and the experience of Greg Madison on that defense?
It's amazing. It's just a wealth of knowledge. And I think Larry Johnson's probably the foremost defensive line coach. You watch the way he does individual practice with the techniques. You watch the way he schemes up some of the blitz patterns up front, some of the movement that they have there. It's fantastic. But Greg Madison's a guy I have a ton of respect for. He did a great job when he was up north, as he's done everywhere he's been. But the one thing that sticks out in my mind was I went down to the facility over the summer to meet up with one of my guys who's a defensive assistant. We're watching a little bit of tape, and in comes Greg Madison knocking on the door, breaking down film. And this is when all the coaches were off. It was a part of that kind of 3-4 week vacation they had, and it was probably week two into it. I said, "Coach, what are you doing here?" And he's like, "I can't stay away. I've got to get these guys better." And so that's what you're getting with him, not only the knowledge, but he works like a young guy who's just getting into the game, and he has that hunger to be great.
Josh, how much read option do you think we're going to run offensively? We've been talking defense all the time. How much option are we going to see?
You'll see a little bit of it. I think maybe not as much early on just because you're not going to have to do it. But there's a defense that you're playing where you know you're going to have to manipulate the numbers because they're so good. You'll see them try to add that extra guy into the run fit, and I think it benefits us. I think the other thing that we see is a quarterback who's going to be able to extend plays. You know, something happens in the backfield, a guy gets loose up front, and he's going to be able to make a miss, maybe extend it and throw the ball. But all of a sudden, if he's got to pull it down and run, you might see a 20-yard gain out of nowhere. So having that versatility, again, at quarterback with a guy who can throw the ball well, but he's also a great athlete who can run, is something I think we needed a little bit on offense last year. We're going to get that this year.
Joshua, final question here. It's the home opener. I remember my home opener, you know, it was against Duke. Timmy Spencer took it 82 yards the first play of the game. You probably remember your first home opener at Ohio Stadium. What would you tell these freshmen and, you know, guys that are playing their first home opener, you know, what it's all about going in there for the first time?
It's going to be hype. It's going to be those guys are going to be wide-eyed. They're going to walk in there, and they're almost not going to be able to understand what's going on. There's going to be a ton of people cheering. You're going to be able to feel the excitement. But a lot of these young guys are going to get opportunities. I think this is a chance where if our Ohio State team looks the part, a lot of young guys are going to get in rotation. I think especially defensively, they're going to want to see those guys roll. And so they'll have their chances. Go out there, do as you do in practice. There's not a better player that you're going to see on the other team than what you've seen in practice already. Play your fundamentals and just have a ton of fun. I think sometimes that gets lost in the mix is the fun of football, the game that those guys have been playing since they were in elementary school, just running out there, playing as a team, having a lot of excitement on the sidelines, a lot of excitement on the field, and making plays.
Well, Joshua Perry, as far as I'm concerned, you've set the gold standards as far as looking like an action figure because you're so impressed every time I say congratulations again on the BTN gig, okay?
Hey, thank you.
Joshua Perry, former Buckeye linebacker. We'll see him down here a couple of times throughout the season as he joins us for Buckeye Roundtable. And it, again, it's great to get perspective of some of the old guard versus some of the new guard, some of the more recent players as far as what to expect, especially on that side of the ball this season.
Well, and especially a guy that can break it down in layman's terms. So those people who don't have the experience of Coach Cooper and Jim, that they can, you know, get us football dummies up to speed on what really is going to happen out there.
And what he mentioned about Coach Madison coming in during the off time, I mean, it just shows football coaches or something are like, that's how you know you got a good one.
I think I've taken a team into more stadiums than anybody that's ever coached a game of college football. There's nothing like coming down the ramp the first time in the shoe. I can tell you right now.
No, I agree with you that 100%. You know, I've been to games there as a high school athlete, but the first time you come down, that's an experience you'll never forget.
For each Buckeye sack this season, Kroger will donate a sack of groceries worth 100 meals to those in need here in Central Ohio, which supports Kroger's Zero Hunger, Zero Waste plan to end hunger in our communities and eliminate waste across their stores. You can join Kroger's Zero Hunger, Zero Waste team by remembering to round up at any Kroger register. Coming up, we will hear from Buckeye coach Ryan Day as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Go Buckeyes! Let's win this game!
I love tailgating. The best darn band in the land. My mom makes me say it like that.
Safelite Auto Glass knows Buckeye fans love game day.
You better be wearing scarlet and gray.
That's why Safelite takes care of auto glass damage anywhere in Buckeye Nation, giving you more time for game time.
Safelite, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
All righty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Haha, classic Bob.
Buckeye fans, check out the Buckeye Game Day Concert Series presented by the Buckeye Crews for Cancer before every Ohio State home football game this fall, located in Buckeye Fan Fest. Each week will feature a different artist or band performing live on stage for Game Day fans outside of St. John Arena. Artists from all over the country, along with some of your local Columbus favorites, will take the stage 2 hours before kickoff. Be on the lookout for more information and an artist lineup on Ohio State Buckeyes social media pages. Get on board. Visit BuckeyeCrews.com. Go Bucks and beat cancer.
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Toyota's national clearance event is on. Now through September 3rd, lease an all-new, greater-than-ever 2020 Corolla LE for just $169 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. Or get any new built-in-the-USA 2019 Camry with $1,500 cash back. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
And welcome back, everybody, into this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Byers Auto with Jim Lachey, Paul Keels, Coach Cooper. I'm Skip Mossick. Byers Auto Group is proud to partner with the Second and Seven Foundation to promote reading by providing free books and positive role models to kids in need. Byers Auto is serving the Central Ohio community since 1897 and a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Ohio State and Florida Atlantic coming up on Saturday, 12 noon kick at Ohio Stadium. All the play-by-play action here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Last couple of seasons, guys, it's been a combination as far as offense, J.K. Dobbins and Mike Weber. Not the case, obviously, this year. Dobbins will be the man. Do you see him being featured any differently this year, Paul?
Probably just the increased number of opportunities. And the thing, Skip, that'll be interesting to see with him getting the work and not splitting it with Mike Weber, will it allow him to kind of continue to get on a roll, to continue to tenderize the defense a little bit and be able to eventually get those creases that will allow for that big home run ball? Because you got to think that it's tough when you know you're going to come out, and from a coaching staff, when you've got two guys you want to get in there, that it's easy for a guy to get in the kind of role that you want to see a featured back get into.
Yeah, I agree, man. You want to get that back. You want to get that, as they say, that lather worked up. You know what I mean? You want to get hot. You want to get warm. You want to take a couple shots to get mad so you can go out there and do the same thing against them. I think J.K. Dobbins has that opportunity. Remember, this is the only cat in Ohio State history to have 1,000 yards in his first 2 years. So that, in enough, says a lot right there. Improved catching the ball out of the backfield last year. Had 26 receptions for two TDs. I think if you can have that combination for what we want to do offensively, have an ability to catch a ball in the backfield and then run downhill, he's going to show him what he can do and hopefully have another 1,000-yard season. His offensive line obviously will have a big part to do with it, and I know they're hungry to make sure that happens.
When he's around all those other big linemen, he doesn't look like he's that big, you know what? But he's 5'11", 217 pounds.
Thick,
and, Jim,
yeah.
I agree with you. I think they're going to give him the ball. I look for him to carry it 12, 15, maybe 18, 20 times a game.
Tell you what, you take a look at guys like I'm going to mention. They don't come along very often because they're so special as far as on the football field. But does Ohio State have the next Paris Campbell type of guy waiting in the wings?
Yeah, with Garrett Wilson, or is that what you're saying, or with K.J. Hill?
Who's ready to take that step, and as successfully as what we saw Paris?
No, and Paris had a fantastic year, but he worked his tail off to get there, you know, because he didn't come out the gate, you know, being a first-year guy that was going out there making all those big plays. He worked hard to get to that level, and he'll do it for the next 10 years NFL.
Tell you what, time now for this week's Tim Hortons Coffee with the Coach.
It's time for Tim Hortons Buckeye Roundtable Coffee with a Coach. So pull up a chair, grab your mug, and enjoy Tim Hortons Coffee with a Coach on the Ohio State Sports Network.
Joined now by Ohio State head football coach Ryan Day. Coach, thank you for your time. First question, what's the biggest thing you're excited to find out about your football team come Saturday at noon?
Well, how tough we are. Really want to find that out. I mean, that's been something we've been preaching all preseason, all offseason. It was really cool. After the game the other night, you know, it was the 150 documentary there, and it was a part about Woody Hayes, and all he was talking about was toughness. And I was like, wow, isn't that fitting, because that's what we're hitting on. So I just want to find out how tough we are. We got to take care of the ball. We got to tackle. We got to block.
Ryan, you mentioned at the start of camp that you wanted to get as much opportunity to drill through things but also limit the exposure and the physical wear and tear. Did you feel like you got a nice middle ground with that?
I think so. When you look at where we're at right now health-wise, I think it's a tribute to Mick and everybody here and the coaching staff taking care of their guys, and that's the deal. I mean, you know, it was different 10, 20 years ago when you came into camp to get into shape and figure out where you're at, you know. Nowadays, you know, with the workouts and spring ball and bowl practice and summer workouts and everything else, you know, you're already in shape when you get here. So it's a matter of, you know, executing the offense, fundamentals, and then having enough contact that you're ready to play a game, but at the same time, not putting guys at risk.
Coach, I know you're going to call all the plays as you have just, I think, ever since you've been in coaching. Talk to us about scripting plays. Talk to the fans about how many plays you script and what would make you get away from your script if you do get away from it.
Yeah, Coach, you know, the thing that I really like to do is go through with the offensive staff and figure out what their favorite plays are. If it's not something they love, then we don't put it in the openers. We try to figure out the plays that you just fall in love with that are your top plays. We try to make a list of those. It's usually a good week if we have, you know, 15 to 20 to 25 that we absolutely love in the A column. And we call those early. One thing that I try not to do is get too stuck on a script. because quickly, you know, based on the defense you're getting or down and distance situation, you know, you may want to come off of that script quickly. So we come up with an opener's list of about 10 to 12, and then we kind of go from there.
Coach, how often does that change over to matchups? You find a matchup you like, and you say, hey, we got to find a way to get the ball in this guy's hands.
Yeah, that usually comes within the body of body of the game. Typically, what happens early on is, you know, maybe you're getting a pressure or you're getting a coverage or maybe even a front that you didn't expect, or all of a sudden, you know, the opening play, you know, you're in plus territory and you want to take a shot early on, or, you know, who knows, you know, maybe you're in four down territory, whatever it might be. You have to be able to quickly adapt. And so contingency plans are critical in a game plan. We try to put those together as well. And then I think your ability to adapt as the game goes on is really important.
Coach, everybody's goal, you know, coming into game week, the opening week, is to be as healthy as possible. Are you guys as healthy as you possibly can be right now?
You know, I don't know as possible. You know, you obviously want to be at 100%.
Right.
You know, it's hard to be at 100%, but I feel pretty good about where we're at going into this game. You know, I think that we've got tough, we've been physical, there's been bumps and bruises along the way, but for the most part, I feel pretty good about where we're at health-wise.
Most people asking or thinking of Justin Fields, a brand-new quarterback. As you've gone through this summer with him and as you get into game week with him, do you see, Ryan, that he's just continuing to learn, continuing to absorb, and continuing to put it in play on the field?
Yeah, for sure. He's gotten better. Every time he's out there taking a rep, he's getting better. Very, very talented. You know, still doesn't know what he doesn't know. And he's going to learn some lessons along the way. He's already learned a ton of lessons in preseason camp. And so, you know, I think early on you try to limit the exposure a little bit, but at the same time, he's got to go play. He's got to learn. He's got to fail. He's got to improve. But I think the sky is absolutely the limit for this kid.
The guy snapping to him, Josh Myers, how's he taking the role of being the center in that group as a whole?
You know, it's funny. I don't think about Josh as being a first-time starter.
Right.
He's been around for so long, and he's taken that role really well. But he is a first-time starter. So, you know, he's going to have to get those, you know, first game jitters out of his system. He really hasn't played a lot, but he's been training really, really well. And I think that, you know, if you trust what you see in practice, which, you know, we've seen a lot of great things out of him, that he's going to play well. You know, once – I'm sure maybe there's a couple things early on that he'll be nervous about, but – once that stuff passed and he just plays, he'll be just fine.
I know you talk about it a bunch tomorrow, Coach, but Florida Atlantic comes in here on Saturday. What can you give us as far as a brief rundown on the Owls?
Well, you know, first off, you know, they got a head coach who's, you know, coached at all levels. You know, he's coached the NFL, the SEC. He's been a lot of different places. He's been a coordinator. He's very creative. You know, he's aggressive. And, you know, he's going to be – you know, looking to go after our defense, you know, trying to be up tempo, get our guys tired, and take his shots when he needs to take his shots. You know, he's got some innovative ideas on offense. And so our defense has got to do a great job of tackling in the first game, you know, and not let them get that first down, because once the tempo gets going, you know, they can start to wear you down a little bit. On defense, they got a new coordinator and Glenn Spencer, who was at Oklahoma State and Charlotte last year. You know, he brings a bunch of different stuff coming out of the Big 12. A bunch of different fronts, different coverages, different blitzes. So, they, you know, they bring a challenge. They're going to have a good year this year, and it's going to be a good game.
I know you went through the motions a year ago. How excited are you personally for this week?
Yeah, I'm excited for the kids. I'm excited to get going and play the season and figure out where we're at with this thing and start the journey and solve the problems that are going to come up along the way. That's how it works. You know, figure out, you know, where we are week one and where we're going as the season goes on to midseason, and then we'll be at the end of the year. It's a long journey, but it's time to get going.
Buckeye coach Ryan Day, we'll see you Thursday. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, guys. See you soon.
Good luck, coach.
Ohio State head coach Ryan Day, we hope you enjoyed this week's Tim Hortons Coffee with the Coach. Tim Hortons Cafe and Bake Shop, the official coffee sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Up next, we will hit the red zone with longtime Ohio State reporter, now with Letterman Row, Tim May, will join the Buckeye Roundtable show next.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Encova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey.
They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Encova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Encova Insurance agent or visit Encova.com for more information.
Come on over to Heartland.
Getting a mortgage? We take pride in providing the value and service you deserve in one of the most important transactions you'll ever have. Community banks have the most flexibility and the lowest rates. Now fact check that. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The convenience stores of Speedway is proud to be a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics and your first choice for value and convenience. Whether you're tailgating before the game or watching at home, Speedway is always on your way and is exactly what you need to enjoy the game. Snacks, beverages, and everything in between. And nobody but Speedway has the Speedy Rewards Card. Speedway, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
I'm former linebacker James Laurinaitis, and I'm proud to partner with your locally owned Papa John's stores to help beat cancer in Columbus. Papa John's gives over $100,000 each year to the Buckeye Crews for Cancer and the James at Ohio State. Help us raise even more money now through February. Use promo code BUCKUP at papajohns.com. You'll save $2 on orders over $20, and Papa John's will donate a buck to the James. Help us buck up and beat cancer.
Buckeyes, United Healthcare believes small businesses are vital to our economy and an important part of our communities. Join United Healthcare in celebrating small businesses. I'm Kurt Lewis, United Healthcare of Ohio CEO and graduate of The Ohio State University. We want to recognize your small business with Spotlight on Small Business Sweepstakes. Weekly winners receive football tickets, on-field recognition, radio promotion, and more. To enter, visit uhcbusiness.com/Buckeyes. United Healthcare, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
For terms and conditions, visit uhcbusiness.com/Buckeyes. Sweepstakes rules and restrictions apply.
Calling all Buckeye fans, foodies, and tailgate connoisseurs. Buckeye Taste and Traditions magazine, presented by the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Farm Bureau, is back and available free of charge at participating Central Ohio Donato's and Dickey's Barbecue Pit locations on game day at Ohio State Football Fan Fest and through the Buckeye Mobile Tour. Grab your copy today and get the scoop on tailgating recipes and tips for game days, plus insights into iconic traditions associated with Ohio State football. Buckeye Taste and Traditions, presented by the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Farm Bureau.
The fan. Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
And welcome back, everyone, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Byers Auto with Jim Lachey, Paul Keels, Coach John Cooper. I'm Skip Mossick. For every Buckeye touchdown scored this season, Heartland Bank will make a donation to the USO of Central and Southern Ohio, benefiting our active duty military personnel and their families. For more information or to support our troops, go to usocso.org and be the force behind the forces.
Buckeye Roundtable Red Zone.
Ohio State and Florida Atlantic coming up Saturday at noon. Join now inside the red zone, Tim May, longtime Ohio State football beat writer, now with Letterman Row. What's been your impression, Tim, of Ryan Day as head coach? And I guess in your estimation, do you think we'll see anything different than what we saw in weeks 1 through 3 a year ago?
Well, my first impression of him, like almost 3 years ago, is just what a gentleman he is dealing with. And then past that, I mean, he's clearly got some smarts about him just when you talk to him. I mean, you know, the fact of everywhere he's been, he's learned a little something from a pretty prominent guy, not the least of whom were Chip Kelly and Urban Meyer. And, you know, Urban Meyer, you know, was really impressed with him. I think really liked the idea of Ryan Day following him, and they didn't want to lose any momentum, so they made that move. But, and, you know, you've heard me say this before, Skip, you know, he could – the way he looks, he could be the third property brother on that HGTV show. You know, I mean, he has that look about it.
Agreed.
And now, you know, if he knows how to do framing and foundation work, I mean, you know, they've got it going. But you know, the other thing, there's no doubt that it kind of reminded me when Coach Cooper brought in first Jim Coletto and then Walt Harris. I mean, they both took the passing game up a notch. Each one of them did. as offensive coordinators. And, you know, he clearly brought the passing game up a notch for Ohio State, even under the Urban Meyer era. And now, you know, we'll see how it can continue, because obviously the offense was different under Dwayne Haskins Jr. than it was JT Barrett. And it's going to be different in some respects with Justin Fields running the show. But Ryan Day is always looking for a new way to skin the rabbit, and you know, just like Urban Meyer was. And so that's why I'm as interested as everybody else is to see what they unveil on Saturday.
Hey, Timmy, you talk about you know, the offense. You bring in, you know, Kevin Wilson. You know, obviously he has a lot to do with that offense, especially that running game and attack in different ways. And then Mike Yurcich comes in. You know, what he's done at Oklahoma State and throughout his career, what he's been able to do with that passing game. And you're kind of blending this. And there's Coach Day just asking these guys, what are your favorite plays? And then, you know, he's the guy that has to make the gut call. Do you see that, you know, him handling that role and those two guys, you know, feeding him the plays? I'm sure both of them will be up in the press box, you know, on the headphones to him.
Yeah, you know, and you get the impression, I mean, he did not want to give up the idea of getting his hands on the steering wheel and calling the plays. I mean, that's you know, you kind of put up with all the other BS through the year to call plays on Saturday. You know, what a reward, right? Until it's third and one, or third and three, and then you ask the other guy, you know.
What do you like?
Tim May, we got a quarterback at 6'2", 230 pounds. He runs a 4'3", 840. You're telling me we're not going to run the option?
Well, I told you at Paul Spahn's retirement party the other night, I mean, I think it could be a mix of what JT Barrett did and what Dwayne Haskins Jr. did, based on the fact that this guy is a pretty good passer. We understand, you know, we've hardly gotten to see him throw the ball. You got to see him throw the ball a little bit in the spring game, Coach Cooper, but I didn't think he was that sharp in the spring game. Even that 98-yarder to Ben Victor was underthrown, but, you know, Ben Victor has a way of turning plays like that into a big play. But bottom line is, I am interested to see. He clearly is a big-time threat running the ball. The question is how much they will run him, you know, intentionally running the ball. I think he's more dangerous in a scrambling mode than maybe anything else, which kind of keeps him out of a little bit of a danger situation. But like I said, I'm curious to see what they're going to do offensively. Here's the thing, as Jim just pointed out, I mean, you know, you've got Kevin Wilson sitting there, and you got Mike Yurcich, you know, straight from Oklahoma State, from the Big 12, where they've created space, open space for guys forever out there. Played little defense, too, but that's another story. But I was asking, you know, Kevin Wilson just the other day, will y'all intentionally try to lean a little bit more heavily on the running game earlier in the year, because it really was hit or miss last year and a lot of miss. I mean, it was inconsistent, and which is, even though they set all these records offensively, the running game was not where they'd like it to be. And he basically said they're going to do what they need to do, you know, like you used to say, Coach Cooper, whatever you need to do to win, you know, win the surest way. And but the bottom line is they do need to get that running game going, I think, with especially with four, possibly five new full-time starters on the offensive line, depending on how Thayer Munford, how much he's ready to go. You know, they've had him on a pitch count all preseason. So if Josh Allaby starts there at left tackle, you know, he played extremely well in the Rose Bowl. But I think they want to get that running game going to reestablish the fact that they can do both.
Tim, if you would expound a little bit on one of the earlier tomes that you wrote about your feelings on the defensive coaching decisions that Ryan Day made.
Well, I just think it's interesting because, you know, they've been talking all year about basically kind of simplifying things and just turning these guys loose. Greg Madison, you know, said out of one side of his mouth, said that, you know, this is a great group of great talented group of players on the defense. Without the other side, he didn't say it's better than Michigan's, but that's kind of the inference, you know, since he just came from there and a lot of their big time studs left after last year. They do have some players back. But the bottom line is they don't want the scheme to get in the way of these guys being aggressive. And yet here's Jeff Hafley, and they're talking about playing, you know, man press coverage on the edge, one play or one series, and then backing off into zone type stuff the next, you know, either play or series. And he's the defensive backs have all sworn by him. They are really fired up to play based on what they've learned from him. You know, coming straight from the NFL where he was there for several years. You know, lately with the San Francisco 49ers, but they really like what he's brought to the table in the sense of just setting them free. And of course, they've got the bullet position with Brendan White, possibly Jocelyn Wendt, and linebacker Pete Werner. Depends on what they're doing. They will have one of those guys in the game off and on, and then they have Shane, you know, Sean Wade, who I thought as the year went on became one of the one of the better defensive backs in the Big Ten, but, you know, he's still that third corner, but they can play him on a slot guy, or they can move him to the outside and move Jeffrey Okuda inside. They have all these, you know, variables they can go to depending on what the offense presents. You know, Florida Atlantic does have a pretty good tight end, so it'll be interesting. That'll be a little conundrum for him right off the bat. Do you play that with Pete Werner? Do you play that with Brendan White? You know, what do you want to do? I proposed in the middle of the preseason that they put a little flashing light on Brendan White's helmet that says B when he's the bullet and S when he's the safety, just so people will know, like me, you know. But same way with Pete Werner. But I'll tell you what, man, there's three linebackers. That's the most interesting thing that happened in preseason camp. It looked like all three of those linebackers held on to their starting jobs.
Tim May, we got to run. We appreciate your time. Again, for fans around the state that can check out your work at Letterman Row, we will see you on Saturday. Coming up, hour number two of our Buckeye Roundtable show presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Ohio State Athletics, in partnership with American Electric Power, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio...
Ohio Sports Destination, presented by Byers Auto. He's on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
And welcome back, everyone. Hour number two of tonight's Buckeye Roundtable show. Saturday at noon, it's Ohio State and Florida Atlantic in the season opener. We'll have more on that coming up. But right now, it's time to talk a little high school football.
It's time for the Encova Insurance High School Player Award on Buckeye Roundtable.
One of the highlights of the Buckeye Roundtable show each year is the presentation of the Encova Insurance Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award during each roundtable show. Encova Insurance and the Ohio State Sports Network will honor a high school athlete for their outstanding play and team leadership. Obviously, the season gets underway this week. And I'll tell you what, Jim Lachey, last year's group, a tough act to follow.
Oh, we had some great ones. And we have each and every year that we've handed out this award. That's obviously one of the highlights of the night for me. Last year, we had Jathon McLean out of Fairfield. Now, he's going to return for his senior year, so he'll have an opportunity maybe to be a two-time winner of the Archie Griffin Players of the Week. Ian Kipp from Mentor, he's a junior. He'll have an opportunity. Another junior there is Mylon Williams out of Winton Woods. He's going to be a senior. Tavion Crawford out of Steubenville. He's going to be a senior, an opportunity. Connor Becker out of Northmore, another kid who won it last year. He's going to have an opportunity. Several guys, obviously, have graduated. Sure. Deontay Smith-Moore out of Coleraine. Griffin Hetherington out of Bel Air. Cameron Keels out of Arkells out of Minford.
I was going to say, what?
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. Relative. Darren Anders out of North Olmsted. Taylor Wolf out of Fairfield Union. Teddy Grindensky out of Olmsted Falls. Brady Kolb out of St. Clairsville, Savon Edwards out of Eastmore right here locally, and then Mark Wade out of Girard also graduated. Absolutely. But it was just a fun thing each and every year to see the guys that we have and who we've handed them out to over the past 20-some years we've been doing this.
Join us all season as we'll announce our weekly Encova Insurance Archie Griffin High School Athlete of the Week Award. Encova Insurance, formerly the Motorist Insurance Group, and Brick Street Insurance, a longtime radio sponsor of Ohio State football.
Time now for the American Dairy Association MIDI statewide top performers on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
One of our favorite segments throughout the year is when we do our weekly whip around the state. We'll start this up next week. And tell you what, just looking at the high school preseason polls, it's going to be interesting to see who phones in each week. Let's take it division by division. Jim, we'll start with you with Division One.
Yeah, right now they got St. Edward, Lakewood, ranked number one. Mentor, two teams out of Cleveland area, ranked number two. Coleraine down south in Cincinnati, number three. St. Ignatius, number four. And then Pick Central right out of here in Central Ohio, Pickerington. They're the fifth-ranked team in Division One right now.
Always looking at these preseason polls. Keels, are we looking like in D2?
D2 is Akron Hoban, Massillon Washington, Winton Woods, and LaSalle, both out of Cincinnati. And at number five, Avon.
Division Three, Coach Cooper.
Division Three, Ohio State's a great place to coach because of the great high school football and the great high school coaches we have. Division Three, we got Kinston, Chagrin Falls. We got Memorial St. Mary's. Bishop Hartley right here in Columbus.
That was who?
Bishop Hartley. Yeah. How about that? Akron East. How about Trotwood Madison? Seems like they're up there every year.
Yes, they're always good football program down there. Division Four, Jim.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Wyoming, Perry, Clear Fork out of Bellevue, Girard, and Hubbard High School.
D5, Paul.
D5, Orville, Kirtland, Wheelersburg, Genoa area, and Johnstown Monroe make up their top five.
Lachey really wanted to read D6, but I'm going to let Coach Cooper handle it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Cole, well, you're going to have to help me on that second one.
Mogador.
Mogador, all right. Lima Central, Liberty Center, and Anna.
Seems like they're all from the same part of the state.
Yeah, that's true.
West Central Ohio right there, you're right. Yeah.
Close that with Division 7, your Jim.
Yeah, we got Macomb, Edgerton, Fort Laramie, Marion Local, and Patrick Henry. So Marion Local has been a dominant in D7, D6. Also, I don't think they've ever slipped up to D5. Coalwater's obviously been in a role in D5 and D6, two teams out of that MAC conference.
Our top performers from around the state each week, beginning next week, will be presented by the American Dairy Association Mideast. If you want an edge on your competition, start by fueling up with nutrient-rich, protein-packed, low-fat chocolate milk to give you the nutrition that athletes need. Coming up, we'll hit the sidelines with Matt Andrews as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
At the James, we know there's no such thing as routine prostate cancer. That's why we bring together experts from a variety of disciplines to analyze your cancer at the genetic level. This approach results in advanced targeted treatments and minimally invasive surgeries, leading to better outcomes, fewer side effects, and more hope. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your prostate cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
Practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Whether you're cheering on your Ohio State Buckeyes or grilling at your tailgate, Sugardale hot dogs are the unofficial food of good times. Sugardale has launched an all-new line of uncured, nitrate-free hot dogs to complement our trusted recipes that have delighted hot dog lovers for almost a century. And after almost 100 years in business, we've learned a thing or two about what makes a great hot dog. Look for the official hot dog of Ohio State Athletics next time you stop into your local grocery store. It's the one with a bite out of it.
Did you know that 1 in 8 Americans struggle with hunger? Yet more than 40% of the food we produce is thrown out. At Kroger, we know we can do something about this. We're donating more food to local food banks through our partnership with Feeding America. And we're working with World Wildlife Fund to end food waste. But we can't do it alone. And we hope you'll join us in creating a world with zero hunger and zero waste. Visit thekrogerco.com to learn how you can help.
I'm former linebacker James Laurinaitis, and I'm proud to partner with your locally owned Papa John's stores to help beat cancer in Columbus. Papa John's gives over $100,000 each year to the Buckeye Crews for Cancer and the James at Ohio State. Help us raise even more money now through February. Use promo code BUCKUP at papajohns.com. You'll save $2 on orders over $20, and Papa John's will donate a buck to the James. Help us buck up and beat cancer.
Best way to get to a Buckeye game, COTA. The COTA Express bus service offered from COTA's Crosswoods Park and Ride and the Ohio Expo Center and State Fairgrounds for just $5.50 round trip. Buses operate 3 hours before and 2 hours after each home game. You can get dropped off at Neal and 17th. That's just one block from the Shoe. After the game, pick up the bus, same location, and get back to your car. Delaware residents can take Data Bus to Crosswoods and catch COTA to the game. Visit COTA.com/OSU football for more info. Cash and cards accept.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
And welcome back into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable show presented by Byers Auto with Jim Lachey, Paul Keels, Coach John Cooper. I'm Skip Mossick. The 2019 Buckeye Grid Guide, compliments of Marathon Petroleum, is now available. To get a preview of this year's Buckeyes and their opponents, visit any local Marathon convenience store to pick up your free copy today. Also visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/gridguide for your chance to win weekly prizes.
Time
Time now for Buckeye Roundtables from the Sidelines Report on the Ohio State Sports Network.
Talked about it in our first hour. Lots of discussion and anticipation for what we'll see from the Ohio State defense this season as we hit the sidelines with more with our Matt Andrews.
Thanks, Skip. Much of the offseason talk and anticipation for this football team centers around the defensive side of the football. 9 defensive starters return on that side, but only one defensive coach remains from last year's staff. A Buckeye defense that struggled 1 year ago with stopping the big play allowed 6 runs of 70 yards or more. Ohio State's defense allowed on average 403 yards per game, the worst in 50-plus years. With Larry Johnson back as the D-line coach, Greg Madison and Al Washington have come to Columbus from Ann Arbor. Madison will coach the outside linebackers and co-coordinate the defense with Jeff Hafley. Hafley, also new to the Ohio State program, comes from the NFL and will coach the secondary. Matt Barnes, an assistant at Maryland last year, also joins the defensive staff. He'll assist with the secondary and coordinate the special teams. Here's co-coordinator Greg Madison on this staff's ability to mesh quickly with a talented bunch of returning players.
With this being a new staff, I mean, Larry being the only guy, you know, that it's all like we knew each other. I mean, obviously Al and I were together, but I mean, Jeff has done a tremendous job. Larry's just such a great coach and a great person. And, you know, you can go right down through him. Matt Barnes, I mean, the whole group. It's been a tremendous going together to get this done.
Madison was asked about co-coordinating with Jeff Hafley.
You know, sometimes when there's co-coordinators, it can be working together, that kind of thing. It's been tremendous. Jeff and I work really, really well together. And the big thing is there's no egos. You know, our deal is to try to make this defense the best we can. That's it. That's it. That's our whole goal. And his expertise in the back end, he's as good a secondary coach as I've ever seen. And I know the players would say that.
When camp opened on August 2nd, this Ohio State defense had 20 defensive linemen on the roster. 3 of the 4 starters are back from last year's Rose Bowl winning team. The man that continues to develop the talent and depth up front is 6-year D-line coach Larry Johnson. He's well aware that preseason All-America pick Chase Young will be double-teamed this year.
I think we're prepared for that. Chase is going to get double-teamed, so that turns 3 guys loose. Our inside guys have to be really good pass rusher, and that's been our focus from the day we started into the season to get ready for that. And so now they double chase and turn Jayshon or BB or loose. We got one-on-one on the inside. I'll take that all day, and they can't do it all day. So all of a sudden now we've got to take care of the inside guy, and then Chase will get a shot. And we'll move Chase around. He'll be from right to left, so you got to find him.
And first-year linebackers coach Al Washington, who comes to Columbus from the team up north, is high on his linebackers room. What's his biggest message to his returning linebackers?
You got to think to play ball. You can't be so static that you get up there, they know what you're doing, you'll get killed. I don't care who you are. So there's some complexities to it, but we preach fundamentals. I can just tell you from my room, we're all about what we do, our skill set. It's more than just running to the ball. How do you defeat blocks? Where are your eyes? What are your feet doing? Where's your leverage? When you get to the junction point, are you exploding?
First-year co-defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley on a very talented defensive backs room.
They're learning the scheme. I think they're gaining confidence, which to me is the most important thing. I want those guys to play confident. I want them to have fun because on game day we got to go play. I think they're getting close. The confidence is definitely growing.
No doubt about it. Buckeye eyes will remain on the defense to improve from a season ago, a team that last year allowed 25 points per game, the most since 1988. A new year, mostly a new defensive staff, but Skip, the same expectations for the Buckeyes' silver bullets.
All right, Matt, appreciate it a lot. And guys, we touched on it earlier, but we know there's talent on that side of the ball. You take a look at the stats last year, a lot of people scratching their heads. Who might be someone to really, really step up for Ohio State defensively this year, Jim?
Well, I think you saw him a lot last year, but Malik Harrison, I mean, he made all kind of plays, and I think he's going to continue to make plays. He came back for his senior year, 6'3", 240 senior, had 81 tackles, 2.5 sacks, interception last year, so he's very effective. He led the linebackers at that position, and I think he's a guy that is going to go out and have a great year. What I like about our defense is we have a lot of fifth-year seniors. You know, look at it. Jonathan Cooper, Robert Landers, Jayshon Cornell, Davon Hamilton, Chase Young, this will be his senior year. We all kind of know that.
Sure.
It seems that way. Damon Arnett, a fifth-year guy. Jordan Fuller back there. So we got a lot of guys that have been around for a long time and have some experience. I think that's going to pay off in this defense.
How will those defensive guys adjust to some of the rule changes that will be in effect this year? And Coach Cooper, you and I were talking about that going into break last time as far as what they're going to have to expect. I guess the tweak, let's start with targeting.
Well, targeting this year, first of all, you got to take your helmet out of the game. There's no question about it. You're going to be kicked out of the game, suspended for next half of the game. If you target in the second half, you're going to miss the first half of the next game. Now, repeat offenders, if you have done this for three times or more during the season, you're going to be ineligible for the next entire game. That could even be a bowl game, sure, or the national championship game. The other thing I like, they've eliminated what I call the cheap foul, the cheap hit. You cannot blindside, no more blindside blocks. And every targeting foul now goes for instant replay, either call on the field or it's confirmed or it's overruled. There's no more these stands calls like we saw. And the only other rule change, I think, in overtime, the fifth overtime now, each team will have only one play, two-point conversion attempt from the three-yard line.
Tell you what, back to the targeting thing, that's the one thing that a lot of people were questioning when they came out with this announcement over the summer, Paul, is that allegedly the last couple of seasons, every single play was reviewed anyways.
Allegedly.
So nothing is changing in that regards, other than that they're saying right now it's going to be reviewed. Well, it should have already been reviewed, and now it's either going to be confirmed or overturned, and that's basically what was going to be happening anyways. It's just logistically on the field, they're not saying stands is called.
Well, and what the hope seemingly, Skip, was is that if the eyes in the press box felt like it didn't deserve an ejection, then that could be changed.
Sure.
And that's the whole idea behind a lot of this. But let's also hope, too, you remember the 80-some-yard run that Daniel Dufresne had for Illinois when they beat number one Ohio State?
Yeah.
He went out of bounds. It was not reviewed because, as the late Dave Perry told us after the fact, there was a technical issue with the review mechanism. Huh. Let's hope we don't run into that again.
Well, we know what it was, and it was somebody not being
the biggest change,
where they
I guess,
been.
Is this third. If you get the third targeting call,
yeah.
You're going to miss the
That's
next
huge,
game.
Coach.
That's
okay,
the
now,
next entire game.
Okay, so you do that. You have your first, you miss a half. You have your second, you miss another half. You got your third, now you're missing a game. Is it all clean slate after that? Can you come back and start at zero?
Good question.
A great question.
That's a good question.
Nobody's really answered that yet.
You mean so after you have three and you get suspended for a game?
Yeah, I just didn't know number four was a two game, or number four means you're back to zero. You're starting the clock again.
I think you got bigger issues.
This is the guy that wanted the high school basketball, to change the foul call to get reset at halftime.
Reset at quarter.
Not get three. The coach better.
You don't have five. You have four. You're out after the fifth.
Fans, be sure to check out the Buckeye Game Day concert series presented by the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer 2 hours before every Buckeye home game this season outside of St. John Arena in Buckeye Fan Fest. Each Buckeye week features a different band live on stage. So get on board. Visit BuckeyeCruise.com to book your cabin today. Go Bucks and beat cancer. Coming up, what is Ohio State's perception at the national level? We'll ask ESPN's Adam Rittenberg in our Big Ten breakdown next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Go Buckeyes! Let's win this game!
I love tailgating. The best darn band in the land. My mom makes me say it like that.
Safelite Autoglass knows Buckeye fans love game day.
You better be wearing scarlet and gray.
That's why Safelite takes care of autoglass damage anywhere in Buckeye Nation, giving you more time for game time.
Safelite, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
And now, Archie Griffin, football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, to tell you about Encova Insurance.
Much like in athletics, Encova Insurance relies on teamwork, accountability, and dedication to execute a successful game plan. Your independent Encova Insurance agent can create a personalized solution for all your insurance needs. With smart digital solutions, superior financial strength, local expertise, and more, Incova provides a full range of products to encircle businesses and individuals with coverage at every step in life's journey. They remain dedicated to progress and continue to strive to be the most trusted and responsive provider of industry-leading solutions. Hard work and passion are critical components of any winning team. Count on Incova Insurance as your local team to provide peace of mind. Contact your independent Incova Insurance agent or visit Incova.com for more information.
Hi, this is Anthony Schlegel, and I want to invite you to the first annual Buckeye Taste and Traditions Chili Cook-Off, presented by the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Farm Bureau. Join us on Saturday, November 23rd, before the Ohio State-Penn State football game, where two recipes will battle to become the ultimate tailgate chili. The cook-off will take place on the south side of St. John Arena at Buckeye Fan Fest, where you can sample and vote for your favorite chili. For more information about the cook-off, follow Ohio State Buckeyes on social media, and we'll see you there.
Come on over to Heartland.
Getting a mortgage? We take pride in providing the value and service you deserve in one of the most important transactions you'll ever have. Community banks have the most flexibility and the lowest rates. Now fact check that. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota's national clearance event is on. Now through September 3rd, get a low-mileage lease on the adventurous new 2019 RAV4 LE for just $199 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. That's just $199 a month for a RAV4. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. It's time for the Elk and Elk Injury Report on the Ohio State Sports Network.
Jim Lachey, I know a few guys probably banged up coming out of camp, but as we head into week one, how are we looking?
Well, as we talked about a little bit earlier, I think Jonathan Cooper is a little bit nicked up, you know, coming through camp. So we'll see how he progresses and who's going to fill in his role. But, you know, honestly, everybody's as good as you're going to get coming into this first game right now. I mean, everybody is, you know, you expect your team to be 100% healthy. A couple guys get some things, you know, bangs and bruises during camp. That's possible. But I think overall the Buckeyes, because they have a lot of depth, will be able to sustain some injuries if they have them.
Our injury report brought to you by Elk and Elk. If a medical mistake caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO.
Buckeye Roundtable, Big Ten Breakdown.
Buckeye Roundtable continues with Jim Lachey, Paul Keels, Coach John Cooper. I'm Skip Mossick. Welcome in Adam Rittenberg right now, National College Football Reporter for ESPN and ESPN.com. Adam, thank you as always for your time. I guess we'll start you with this. What is the national perception of Ohio State coming into this season under new head coach Ryan Day?
Well, I think there's always respect for Ohio State's talent level. They're in that elite group of teams in the country that always has the ability to compete for championships. But there's also a lot of questions and potential vulnerabilities. You mentioned Ryan Day as a first-time head coach. There are certainly questions around Justin Fields and his ability to lead this offense. There's questions on the defensive side after all the breakdowns they had last year. But it's all offset by the fact that Ohio State is just loaded with talent. And if it all comes together, I think many people think that Ohio State could certainly win the Big Ten again.
Adam, one of the biggest off-season discussion points was the uniformity or lack of with the eligibility of transfers and the waiver requests. Any thought, any feeling where this thing might be headed?
Well, I think it's headed towards a one-time immediate eligibility situation across the board in football, just like there is with all but five NCAA Division I sports. There's just too much gray area, as you mentioned. Why are some getting the waiver? Why are some not? The NCAA can't reveal its reasoning because of the privacy laws with student-athletes, and so it's put them in a very difficult position. It's put a lot of people in a very difficult position. I think the easy way around this, even though I know some coaches would bristle at it initially, is to do what Jim Harbaugh has said, what Chip Kelly has said, what other coaches are coming around to the idea, which is, one time, doesn't matter the reason. If you're a quarterback and you got pushed out or you had a promise that wasn't kept to you, you can make that move and you don't have to sit out. I think that it comes down to this, guys. If the academics line up on both sides, from the initial school to the future school, and there's confidence that the athlete can make the transfer without falling behind academically. It just feels a little punitive at this point to force that person to sit out a year.
I've also heard that they may, if you transfer and you're immediately eligible, if you stay at that school and graduate, then they'll give you another year of eligibility.
Coach, that's a plan. Pat Fitzgerald from Northwestern has put out there. A lot of coaches are supportive of that plan, that you can get that year back. I just think we're in a culture right now, especially when you look at the quarterback position and what the players and the parents invest in that player when they're coming up through the ranks in high school and all-star camps and all that, that they don't want to wait. They just don't want to wait. And I just think there's going to be more and more pressure on the NCAA to just allow the one-time immediate eligibility, again, if the academics line up, if the eligibility lines up, if there are no legal issues and so forth. But that plan is certainly out there as well, where you can finish your degree and get the year back on the back end.
Obviously, Adam, Ryan Day gets a coaching job back in December, and, he played the Rose Bowl, and, he's got to make some coaching decisions, and he hires Greg Madison and Al Washington, which obviously happens to be for the rival. You've been covering Big Ten football for a long time. Kind of an oddity that something will happen like that he covers, got it from a rival, but he got two of their better coaches on the defensive side to come play or come coach here at Ohio State. Just talk about how, maybe oddity that is to happen.
It's very odd that it would just happen, in the same year to go from one to the other. You obviously have been coaches that have been on both sides. Ed Warner's on the Michigan staff, used to be the Ohio State O-line and offensive coordinator, but there was a gap in between where, to actually take coaches from the one staff to help, an area where the Ohio State struggled last year is certainly notable. And I know Michigan is not thrilled about Greg Madison, especially leaving that program given his supposed affinity for Michigan. Now he'll be in scarlet and gray. That'll be a little bit odd, especially when he enters the Big House in late November. But I think if you're Ryan Day, it's a smart decision. Greg Madison's a veteran coordinator, one of the better D-line coaches in recent college football. And an Al Washington, guys, I try to let people know around the country how important that addition is, because Ohio State's linebackers, as you guys saw, were as ordinary as I've seen them last year. And that should never be the case at a program like Ohio State. And I think Al and his expertise should be able to improve the play of the linebackers.
Adam, have you got a group of five team that's gotten your attention going into the start of the year?
Well, one of them is facing Ohio State in week two, Cincinnati. I think it's a really good team. I don't know if they'll have as strong of a record as they did last year because their schedule is very, very tough. Boise State's another one. They have Florida State to begin with. But I still think it's UCF until proven otherwise, although I think the American Athletic Conference will be much more competitive. Memphis is a good team, Cincinnati, as I mentioned, along with UCF. So it should be a very competitive race for that New Year's Six bowl spot.
Adam, other than Ohio State, who do you like in the Big Ten?
Well, I think Michigan's right there. I think Penn State's a bit of a mystery, but they've recruited at a very high level recently. So I'm interested to see how that young talent translates. And again, with Michigan, I just talked to a Big Ten coach before you guys called me, and he brought up the question that all the coaches are saying: how much is Josh Gattis, how much freedom is he going to have as a play caller, first-time play caller under Jim Harbaugh? If it works out, maybe that's the ingredient Michigan has been missing. Otherwise, it could be another Ohio State championship or Penn State or somebody else.
Northwestern won the West last year, and Ohio State was able to take care of them in the Big Ten championship. Who do you like out of the Big Ten West early season favorite right now?
Yeah, it's a really tough division to call. I know there's a lot of hype around Nebraska, and the schedule favors them. I don't think they're quite ready to win yet, though, after consecutive 4-8 years. I kind of like Iowa, especially if their quarterback performs at a high level. I love what they have coming back along the line of scrimmage. And I wouldn't count out either Wisconsin or Northwestern. Northwestern, as you mentioned, won the division last year. And Wisconsin, averaged more than 10 wins a year, guys, from 2009 to 2017. They have 1 8-win season, and everybody forgets about them. I think that's a mistake. I think Wisconsin's going to have potentially a really good chance if their young defense emerges and they get more out of their quarterback position.
Adam Rittenberg, National College Football Reporter, ESPN, ESPN.com. Adam, we always appreciate your time. We'll touch base down the road, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Adam Rittenberg does great work, and you catch him out at ESPN.com. Interesting, we were talking about it off the air. Adam alluded to that, but this is the first time in a while that it's Michigan and not Ohio State that was picked to win the league. Last year, all we heard out of Michigan was, if it's not this year, when's it going to happen? This is going to be the year it's going to happen.
And obviously, we saw what happened late November.
Well, I mean, you can understand the reason to pick, Michigan. Ohio State's got a brand new coach, and they got a brand new quarterback,
and the game's up there,
and it's up there. So, I mean, you can see people. Well, they're trying to logically look at this as that might be the reason. Now, again, Ohio State's going to prepare for this rivalry like they've always prepared for it the last, long time. So it's, that's. That's one that they'll be ready for, and they'll have them.
It looks like Coach Harbaugh reluctantly is going to go to the spread offense. I think he might be 3 or 4 years behind everybody else. But it looks like, in fourth down, when you're in a spread offense, you got to defend the width and the depth of the field. When you're playing Michigan, you're playing in a cracker box.
Yeah,
you're playing in a box.
All their fullbacks move to defensive end or defensive tackle.
Exactly.
And there's Michigan State just sitting there and nobody talking about it.
And they got a whole lot of green coming back.
Yes, they do. Because of their injuries, they had so many different people that started, and so they have so many returning starters on both sides. And just where Mark D'Antonio likes them, not being talked about.
Nobody talks about us, just leave us right here, which is all fine. Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is your redefiner with the game. With renewable energy plans for your home or business, visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. All right, coming up, we'll get a scouting report of Florida Atlantic with the play-by-play voice of the Owls, Ken Levicka. He will join us next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
All righty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Buckeye fans, check out the Buckeye Game Day Concert Series presented by the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer before every Ohio State home football game this fall, located in Buckeye Fan Fest. Each week will feature a different artist or band performing live on stage for Game Day fans outside of St. John Arena. Artists from all over the country, along with some of your local Columbus favorites, will take the stage 2 hours before kickoff. Be on the lookout for more information and an artist lineup on Ohio State Buckeyes social media pages. Get on board. Visit BuckeyeCruise.com. Go Bucks and beat cancer.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we're big fans of the Ohio State University's College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences. Together, we're developing the next generation of agriculture needed to support those who grow, harvest, and produce high-quality product, and preparing them to rise up to the challenges of an evolving and growing industry. We're proud to stand behind them as we work together to empower future generations who have a passion for agriculture and a desire to secure its future. Learn more at e-farmcredit.com.
Tradition is what the fans love about college football. Ohio State Athletics strives for a tradition of excellence, like we do at Elk and Elk.
As a firm, we continue our tradition of successful verdicts, investing in our community, and recruiting talent to help keep our team strong. We're so proud to support Ohio that we've made it a part of our identity. 1-800-ELK-OHIO.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Welcome back, everyone, in tonight's Buckeye Roundtable show presented by Byers Auto with Jim Lachey, Paul Keels, Coach John Cooper. I'm Skip Mossick. We are brought to you in part by our friends at Encova Insurance.
Buckeye Roundtable Insiders.
Ohio State and Florida Atlantic coming up on Saturday, 12 noon kickoff right here on the Ohio State Sports Network. Time for our Insiders Report. Ken Lavica, play-by-play voice of the FAU Owls, joins us right now. Ken, thank you for your time. As Coach Kiffin continues his rebuild down there at Florida Atlantic, 11-3 in year one, 5-7 a year ago, what's the anticipation and, I guess, hopeful expectations for the Owls this season?
Well, this season they are really one of three or four teams that has a viable shot to win Conference USA. This has been a league with a ton of parity over the last several years, but names like FAU, Florida International, Marshall, and North Texas are the teams that really appear to have set themselves apart this year. Florida Atlantic last season, yes, inconsistent on offense after a year where they were dominant in Conference USA play, but it was really the defense and the run defense that struggled last year for FAU. So much so that Glenn Spencer, named defensive coordinator, former Oklahoma State defensive coordinator for a decade. So anticipation is high. There are heavy expectations, but certainly it's tricky to start at Ohio State, just like FAU started at Oklahoma a year ago.
They've got to replace, Ken, the leading rushers and a leading receiver. Which is going to be the most difficult spot to fill for this offense?
The most difficult spot to fill is probably going to be wide receiver. Florida Atlantic was thin as it was, other than Jovan Durant, the player you're referencing after he decided to leave early from the draft. But Florida Atlantic has a ton of depth at the running back position. Devin Singletary going third round to the Buffalo Bills, and then Kareth White off to the Chicago Bears. But there is a lot of talent in that running back room, including B.J. Emmons, former five-star recruit at Alabama. And so he jumps back there, including junior and Jamal Charles, who's going to get his first legitimate shot to see real time. But Kevin Smith, former UCF great running backs coach, says that he believes that this is the deepest, most talented running back room that he's ever had at FAU.
Have they named the starting quarterback yet? I know Chris Robinson started last year, 12 TDs, 12 interceptions, and then Nick Tronte, is in from Indiana. The last I heard, they hadn't made a decision yet.
Yeah, no decision yet. I do believe that they know who they want, but they have not gone public with it yet. I would expect that to happen sometime midweek. Robinson's the incumbent. Nick Tronte, who was at Indiana, former Mr. Football in the state of Florida, has given him a run. Robinson, just a bit interesting and some question marks because he missed all of spring after being suspended for a violation of team rules, but did come in and has performed well in the fall. It's really going to come down to those two guys, and so I do believe by midweek you'll see a decision made.
Hey, Ken, do they have many transfers in the Florida Atlantic? People to transfer in to play for Coach Kiffin?
Yeah, that's actually been a pretty large trademark, Coach, of what Coach Kiffin has tried to do at FAU. They have gone the transfer route. They have seen success bits and pieces here and there, and as you know, sometimes that is a tricky proposition to get someone who is going to be ultra dependable for you. But last recruiting cycle, for the first time, Lane Kiffin and his coaching staff went the high school route. A vast majority of what they signed on signing day was high schoolers, kids who are coming in class of 2019, and so that suggests to many, and Lane Kiffin was talking about it in the local media down here in South Florida today, that, hey, I feel like I can be here for the long haul. I know a lot's been made of how his career has sort of gone backwards compared to normal career trajectories, but he certainly is starting to build for the long haul, and this is the youngest recruiting class he's had. So, yes, sprinkle transfers here and there, but you're going to see over the next couple of years a bigger base of youngsters coming through the whole cycle.
You know, I've seen a lot of highlights of Rashad Smith playing last year. He's all over the field. What do you expect out of him in his senior year?
Yeah, this is a kid who's an honorable mention All-Conference USA in the preseason, I thought, but I'm also a biased broadcaster, that he should have gotten on the first team. He's someone who replaced the injured Aziz Alshire. Alshire was the captain of FAU's defense. He was really the heart and soul, and he suffered an ACL tear midway through the season. Now with the San Francisco 49ers, he's rehabbed well, but Rashad Smith was thrust into that role of having to replace the production of Aziz, and it did a fairly good job. He's someone that leads leads by example. He's not the most vocal kid in the world, but he is supremely talented. You're seeing what every other opposing offense is seeing, is that he flashes. He's extremely quick. He's a big hitter, and he's certainly an NFL prospect anchoring the middle portion of that FAU defense.
Ken, any thoughts at this point about the influence of Charlie Weiss Jr. on the offensive coaching staff?
Yeah, I think that Charlie Weiss Jr. brings a little bit of an aspect of a pro style than what Coach Kiffin does. And, of course, Coach Kiffin, year number one, had Kendall Browse, who's now the offensive coordinator at Florida State. And, man, it was a fast spread offense. There were a lot of moving pieces to it. And I think that what Coach Kiffin does well is adapt. I think he definitely appreciates the spread offense now, especially at the level of Division I football, Conference USA. That seems to be a trademark. And in this league, you've got to be able to run the spread to succeed. But I think what Charlie Weiss Jr. does so well is, because of his father's background with the pro style, because of the fact that he spent some time in Atlanta, he appreciates the fact that you need good tight ends. FAU has two outstanding tight ends in Harrison Bryant and John Rain, who are going to be used very, very numerous in 2019. They are the best tight end duo in Conference USA. And so I think that they present different philosophies and different mentalities and incorporate them well.
Ken Levicka, you mentioned some of the spots that Florida Atlantic has played in the past. Do you get the sense they're excited just to the opportunity to come up and come see Columbus and play in the Horseshoe?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so. And playing major Power 5 schools has been a reality for the decade plus I've been at Florida Atlantic. Nebraska, Clemson, Oklahoma State, Alabama, Auburn, last year Oklahoma, this year Ohio State. So this is not any sort of uncharted waters for FAU, if you will. They've played in front of 80,000, 90,000, 100,000, like what's going to happen Saturday at noon there at the Horseshoe. But I think, too, it's a chance for them to test themselves. So many guys on this roster last year with heavy expectations going into last year went in enormous and absolutely got clocked. And so I do think that, yes, there will be some wide-eyed players when it comes to the youngsters on the team, the guys who maybe didn't make that trip to Norman, but I think more than anything, they want to put a good showing out there on national television as opposed to the drubbing that took place, and it took place in a hurry and early last year. So they appreciate the opportunity, but I also don't think it's going to be nearly as overwhelming as it was for a lot of them a season ago.
Ken Levicka, play-by-play voice of the FAU Owls. Ken, we appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you Saturday, okay?
Guys, looking forward to seeing you. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you in a couple days.
There you go. Safe travels up here north to Columbus. And, Coach Cooper, I mean, that's the thing about college football right now. Fans might not look at this and say, okay, this is you can't take anybody lightly in today's day and age.
It cannot. In particular, this transfer rule even makes these kind of teams even more dangerous. And don't kid yourself. Coach Kiffin is a good football coach. We talked about this earlier. This guy's been the head football coach at Tennessee, Southern Cal.
Raiders.
Oakland Raiders. I mean, He brings a lot of experience to that team.
Well, and that's why guys go to school like that, for an opportunity to play in games like this and pull a big upset. And, this is one of those, Pat Chun, the former athletic director at Florida Atlantic, now at Washington State. Yep. He was an athletic staffer here at Ohio State. That's why this baby all came about.
Yeah, and he's a kid, Pat. How hard is it to recruit kids to Boca Raton, Florida? Are you kidding me?
Particularly if you're a transfer.
Right. I think I would go up to Cleveland in October and see if I can get some big old offensive linemen to come on down.
Especially you're recruiting them in December.
Yeah.
Papa John's wants you to buck up and help beat cancer. Use the promo code BUCKUP at PapaJohns.com to save $2 on any order over $20. And your locally owned Papa John's will donate $1 to the James at Ohio State. Buck up, beat cancer. Congrats, by the way, to Papa John's. Had their third annual charity golf challenge today where they were hoping to raise $120,000. We understand it was a very successful day, despite the raindrops out there, for the James at Ohio State. So, again, congratulations to Papa John's on a great event. Coming up, we'll wrap things up, get you all set for Ohio State and Florida Atlantic with some Chalk Talk. That's next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable coming up, presented by Byers Auto on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
this is Paul Keels, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Convenience Stores of Speedway is proud to be a sponsor of Ohio State Athletics and your first choice for value and convenience. Whether you're tailgating before the game or watching at home, Speedway is always on your way and is exactly what you need to enjoy the game. Snacks, beverages, and everything in between. And nobody but Speedway has the Speedy Rewards Card. Speedway, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
We're on your way, the Convenience Stores of Speedway.
Ohio State Athletics, in partnership with American Electric Power, Donato's, Kroger, and the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care. Please join us in these efforts by visiting ohiostatebuckeyes.com/buckeyescare. And always remember to pay it forward.
Now during the Ram Labor Day sales event, get an additional $500 bonus cash on Ram 1500 and see how Ram has more to offer. The all-new Ram 1500. It's got more storage with a class-exclusive available Ram box, and it's the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The new Ram 3500 has more power with an available 1,000 pound-feet of diesel torque and more towing, over 17 and a half tons. The all-new Ram 1500 and new Ram 3500. Hurry in to get a great deal at the Ram Labor Day sales event. Or, well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $269 a month for 36 months with $3,750 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. See dealer for details. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for lease details. Requires daily contribution at lease through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9-3. Ram is a registered trademark of FCIUS LLC.
Buckeyes, United Healthcare believes small businesses are vital to our economy and an important part of our communities. Join United Healthcare in celebrating small businesses. I'm Kurt Lewis, United Healthcare of Ohio CEO and graduate of The Ohio State University. We want to recognize your small business with Spotlight on Small Business Sweepstakes. Weekly winners receive football tickets, on-field recognition, radio promotion, and more. To enter, visit uhcbusiness.com/Buckeyes. United Healthcare, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
For terms and conditions, visit uhcbusiness.com/Buckeyes. Sweepstakes rules and restrictions apply.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-Miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-Miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Crews for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
We're back in Ohio Stadium, where Byers Auto is inexplicably taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes again.
I don't know who asked for this, Paul. There's not even anyone in the stand.
It's a veritable ghost town out there, as Byers Auto vice quarterback George Kaufman takes a snap.
It is immediately hit by no less than three defensive linemen. I think I caught one of his teeth all the way up in the press box.
And I said it before, and I'll say it again. It's a good thing he's good at selling cars, because he's terrible at playing football.
Buy your auto from Byers Auto. Visit ByersAuto.com.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Welcome back, everyone, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Byers Auto. Along with Jim Lachey, Paul Keels, Coach John Cooper, I'm Skip Mossick. The Tim Hortons Bucks Win, You Win promotion lets fans win off the field whenever the Buckeyes win on the field this season. Following each football win, go to a participating Ohio Tim Hortons location and mention Bucks Win, You Win to receive a medium, hot, or iced coffee of any blend for just $1. Valid the day following a victory only. No additional purchase necessary. Sale tax may apply. Tim Hortons, official coffee sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye Roundtable, Chalk Talk.
Before we get into Chalk Talk, real quick, run down the Big Ten schedule for this week. Minnesota on Thursday will host San Diego State. Friday, Tulsa at Michigan State. Wisconsin at South Florida. UMass at Rutgers. Purdue at Nevada. Lots of midweek games. We start to see this a couple of years ago, leading into especially week number one.
Especially around the holiday weekend, you see some of those. And Unfortunately, it goes beyond the holiday weekend.
Saturday, Maryland will play host to Howard. Nebraska welcomes in South Alabama. Indiana technically at Ball State. That game will be played in Indianapolis.
Chirp, chirp.
Illinois hosts Akron. Penn State welcomes in Idaho. Northwestern out west at Stanford. Iowa welcomes in Miami, Ohio. And Michigan Saturday night will play host to Middle Tennessee.
A night game in Ann Arbor?
Ohio State and Florida Atlantic. Hopefully that's the only one we'll ever see.
Ever
just on,
see.
On television, yeah. Either way. Ohio State and Florida Atlantic coming up on Saturday. I guess, Coach Cooper, we'll ask you this. What challenges in your mind does Florida Atlantic present that could potentially cause Ohio State some problems?
Well, they're going to have better athletes than most people think they're going to have. I mean, they're going to have some transfers that come in there. They're going to recruit some players in South Florida down there that get overlooked. I think they're going to be well coached. They're going to run the spread offense. They're going to take a lot of chances. But let me say this. This is as good a looking Ohio State football team as John Cooper's seen in the 30 years I've been in Columbus. I mean, we looked apart. It should not be a close ball game. If we go out there and play like we're capable of playing, play a lot of players, have fun, I think we'll blow them out.
You ought to know. You had some good ones. That's for darn sure.
I think offensively, looking at Florida Atlantic, they have, like Coach said, they have some skilled players that go out there and can make some plays, wide receiver and at running backs. So they have some athletes out there. Now, what it comes down to generally, and as the game wears on, what happens in the trenches? I look at their defensive line. Defensive ends are 225-ish, 250-ish. I don't think that's going to be enough to hold up. I think Ohio State, if they want to, can come out there and have to with J.K. Dobbins pound that football and be able to take advantage of the line of scrimmage. And then look on the other side, their defensive line, with the rotation of having probably 8 to 10 guys that they can roll in there. They need to wear out and wear down the offense and defensive lines for Florida Atlantic, because they do have some skill, but you got to take them out of the game.
We have not talked special teams tonight, and that's one area that we've seen it be of some years of concern. Other years, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, think about it, Skip. There has not been a kickoff return at Ohio State for the Buckeyes since Jim Tressel was the head coach. Jordan Hall?
Yep, Michigan.
Michigan, 2010. We've seen some near breakaways to Merrill McCall in Maryland last year, almost took one. But, you know, the certainly the big issue as far as returns is just ball security, number one. But Ohio State has had a great run, and one of them will go next weekend to the Ohio State Hall of Fame, Mike Nugent. Some of it started with Dan Stultz. We've seen a great run of kickers and what the kickers have done in field goals, kickoffs, and placements, and there's no reason to think that Blake Hobiel won't continue that.
Realistic expectations for Justin Fields. I know a lot of fans are excited to see what this kid can do out there, but the realistic expectations, Coach Cooper?
Run the offense. Don't turn the ball over, and play like he's capable of playing. I mean, there's no question he's got talent. There's absolutely no question about that. I don't think we can afford to run him as much in this early season games as we will later on in the year. And I don't think we will, and I don't think we should. But I think this guy's very talented. I'm going to be disappointed if he doesn't have a great year.
One of the things we saw last year, Skip, was the Ohio State defense found themselves on the field in quick change situations. If they can do, as Coach Cooper talked about, and sustain long, slow drives.
Yeah, I think for Justin Fields, Joe Bugle, my old line coach of the Washington Redskins, always talked about that quarterback position as the guy driving a car down the road. You know, just keep it on the road. Don't put us in the ditch. Don't speed. Don't go too slow. But just keep us on the road, moving the football down the field. And that's what the quarterback has to do. Justin Fields doesn't have to win the game. He's got a lot of talent around him. He's just got to get the ball into the open receiver's hands. And I think the coaches will have a plan to make sure that he does that.
I think you brought up a good point, though, Paul. Keep the ball. The best defense you can play is when your defense is on the sideline.
Time of possession.
I mean, have long drives. Use 6-8 minutes off the clock, and your defense is rested. Last year was the exact opposite of that. We scored a lot.
We scored in a
hurry, and our defense was on the field too much.
Yeah, I think that is. When you get the defense out there, that can be some sudden change type things, and it does wear them out. But they also gave up some big plays too. You know, 39 plays over 30 yards last year for that defense, and we saw that in Week 1 against Oregon State. So hopefully that'll be cured going into the 2019 season.
Depth at quarterback, depth at running back. Which do you think we'll see more of? Will we see somebody else take snaps on Saturday? And I think you guys already mentioned earlier that you wouldn't be surprised to see a few guys come in rotation into that backfield.
No, I think you'll see, more than Justin Fields. I think you'll probably, hopefully, get a chance. And again, this is all goes according to how the ball game goes. If you're not turning the ball over and you're playing tough defense, and maybe you get Gunnar Hoke in there, Chris Chuganoff, maybe get him some opportunities at running back. Of course, J.K., DeMarvin McCall, Master Teague, maybe Marcus Crowley. So they'll have plenty of opportunities to get some guys some reps in there. And then, wide receiver, they got a few guys out there and some new faces. You know, Austin Mack, wanted to see him back 100%. Ben Victor, he's been around. K.J. Hill, obviously. Three tight ends that are very effective. So they have some skill and some talent players. They just, like you said, take care of that football and, Keep not fumbling, things like that.
Coach Cooper, you did this for a lot of years. Tell everybody again about the excitement of the first game of the season and specifically what Ryan Day must be feeling this year as opposed to what he was maybe a year ago.
I know when I came down to shoot, I'd coached all over the country. When I came down to shoot for the first time, I just, in my mind, I think, you know, this is it's amazing. It doesn't get any better than this. And these players – To come down that tunnel for the first time, you cannot do that in practice. You can't do that in a spring game. But when they come down, get ready for that kickoff and run out on the field, it's going to be the most exciting thing they've had so far happen in their life.
What do you remember about the very first game you were head coach?
We beat Syracuse 10-0. I don't think we fumbled a ball or turned it over. Didn't have any penalties.
Great coaching.
I can't tell you what happened the second game, but that first game, we looked pretty good.
The irony there was the first victory here at Ohio State was for you?
Syracuse.
Right Syracuse. There. It's all right there. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be
absolutely
right there. It's amazing as far as everything goes. Keels, for you, you've been doing this a lot of years. Easy, old hat, whatever, to get back into the football swing of things?
It's fun to get back into it. And maybe the most exciting thing beside the great group of people we have in our radio booth is to see the excitement of the fans who show up in that stadium for the first game of the year.
Lachey, you doing
it a long
same
time? Thing. It is a lot of fun. It's great. It's a great opportunity. It's a great honor to talk about Ohio State football like we have for the last 23 years and look forward to doing it again.
Coach Cooper, thanks for coming down tonight. You know, thanks. We love seeing you.
Thanks again.
All right. Again, Buckeye Roundtable tonight has been presented by Byers Auto and has been brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, Ram Trucks, the American Dairy Association Mideast, by Papa John's, and by Byers Auto. For our producer, Colin Berenger, and for Jim Lachey, Paul Keels, and Coach Cooper, I'm Skip Mossick. Again, Saturday, Ohio State and Florida Atlantic, 10:30 pregame. Our coverage from Ohio Stadium will begin then, kickoff at 12 noon, right here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
With Logan AC and Heat Services. Now you can save 50% off.